Some of the best-selling books in the market today are based on the premise that God is a delusion, or that having faith is only a naive band-aid to the problems we are currently facing in the world. Next, David discusses why there is such an interest in these books at this time and debunks their theories, as well as some interesting arguments from the world of science.
You know, it's comical because Dawkins has a delusion that God is a delusion. He writes a book, God is a delusion. That's Dawkins' delusion. You know, Dawkins calibrates at 190. Truth is at 200. And to be able to write something like he pretends to write would be at least calibrated 450 and up. You're talking about intellectual integrity. So it's not even intellectual integrity. He calibrates at 190. The God delusion is childish. And there's a couple books like that. The God gene is another total BS theory. If you calibrate it, it tells you it's completely false, because they were stuck with the fact that throughout time, the near-death experience has been the same in all cultures. Out-of-body experience, near-death experience has been confirmative. So this was sort of bothersome to the anti-theists, and they came up with this idea that there's a gene, and when you start to die, this gene triggers off this subjective delusion. In other words, they couldn't handle it. It calibrates as completely false and erroneous. You see, the thing that always scares me a little about these people is, having never experienced eternity in either its highest form or its lowest form, the fact that they're playing jacks and playing games with their own eternal soul is sort of scary to me. They just have no idea of the gravity of the games they're playing, nor do they realize their own motivation. 190 means intellectual arrogance and pride, pridefulness, the pridefulness of the ego. So these are people who have fallen for the luciferic seduction, the reversal of truth and falsehood. Classically, there's two seductions. So one is the luciferic, which is power by reversing truth and falsehood. And the other is evil in the form of seduction by violence and sensuality, sexual perversion, etc. So you see our society falling into both of them, exploiting. I get sick and tired of watching television. One naked woman after another tramps across the screen. You can't even enjoy your dessert after dinner. There's always some kind of a seduction being thrown at you. So this constant preoccupation with seduction and sexuality. Or there's violence being thrown at you. Either violence or seduction. So those are classically satanic. I understand their position extremely well, because I once mastered it. You know, I was an atheist for some years, and not an amateur, a pretty good one. And most of them are amateurs, if you ask me. Anyway, science calibrates in the 400s. So in our books, we calibrate the great scientists of history, all current science, and the whole Newtonian paradigm of reality calibrates in the 400s. It ends at 499. That's the end of the stretch of the intellect. Sir Isaac Newton, 499. Einstein, 499. Freud, 499. That's as far as the intellect can go. All right, spiritual reality on a calibrated scale of consciousness from 1 to 1,000 starts at 500. So you can see it's a different domain. So the world of the scientist is pedestrian in that it's based on Newtonian causality, and it's linear. Linear meaning definable and limited. Spiritual reality is nonlinear and not definable and not limited. So science, then, the linear is content, and spirituality is context. Well, you can neither prove nor disprove context from the viewpoint of content, any more than you can prove or disprove advanced theoretical physics, quantum mechanics, using algebra. It's just the wrong tool. So the fact that they use the wrong tool is why debunkers and skeptics fall on their face, because they are just in the wrong realm. They remind me of looking for ghosts using a Geiger counter. You're in the wrong realm. Geiger counters don't pick up ghosts. So long as you ignore context, then. So science versus religion is not a contest, because they're like water and air. They're two different paradigms. So what you can prove or disprove about the characteristics of water do not apply to air, and vice versa. So it's a failure due to lack of intellectual sophistication. It's not only lack of evolution of consciousness, but the intellectual sophistication would also quickly see that they're in two separate boxes. They're not the same levels. In spiritual tradition, we say don't mix levels of truth. Don't mix the abstract with the concrete. Don't mix the literal with the infinite. So you can neither prove nor disprove the existence of God using logic. Now, St. Thomas Aquinas said that, however, you cannot prove it, but reason amplifies faith, and faith in turn amplifies reason. So the two went hand in hand. He did not see them as conflictual, that one can enhance the other. So I've got a couple of doctorates, and I'm very familiar with the world of science. In fact, I mastered it. And the world of theology and spiritual reality is subjective. Okay, so the intellect deals with form, and one's experience of reality is subjective. So here's the paradox of scientism. Scientism is based on pure subjectivity of consciousness. It's out of pure subjectivity of consciousness itself that you give validity to your scientific thinking. What makes you think your scientific thinking has any validity whatsoever? Well, everybody's convinced of the truth of their own vision of the world and experience of the world. And where do you experience the world? People say the mind. No, that's stupid. So the reason all the science and consciousness things calibrate so low, 400 or something like that, because they're unable to understand. The only thing that makes you think your intellect is telling you the truth or your mind is telling you the truth is the naive presumption of consciousness itself. So they confuse consciousness with the content of consciousness. And all these things like Consciousness Journal and all they're talking about is intellectual argumentation, which is the content of consciousness, but we're not talking about the content, we're talking about consciousness itself, an infinite, formless, nonlinear field, you see? So it's like confusing objects in space with space itself. In consciousness research, we're talking about infinite space itself. And what they're talking about is objects within the space. You can't talk about objects within the space if you're going to talk about space. You have to talk about space. So anyway, their arguments are invalid. They don't even calibrate on the level of truth. They all calibrate below 200, you see? And they're very pedestrian. We talk about higher mind and lower mind, and lower mind calibrates around 155. It's an energy field, and to 155, only the literal, pedestrian, and prosaic has any reality. And the abstract, such as beauty, truth, and integrity, and those things, which are contextual, have no real meaning to those people.